Well, you know, this is a kind of little...
That was a rock.
Wet, yeah.
It was a rock. Well, I don't know exactly what you call it, but it's some sort of a rock that they just shape it into a little square.
Yeah.
And you buy, and all you do is put a little water on the top, and whatever you want to sharpen, you sharpen it.
What would you sharpen on there?
A knife, scissors.
Yeah.
What
kind of knife would your father carry around? Did he usually carry one?
Never carried a knife.
He did?
No, he never carried a knife. He kept his things at home. He said it was too dangerous. He said you could get holed up and somebody could kill you with your own knife. He never carried a knife. Only one thing he carried. And we worried about that because somebody could kill you with that as well as with a knife. But he didn't seem to worry about it. He carried a cotton hook in his belt because he's working on the riverfront, longshoreman, and he had to catch these bales of cotton with this hook and pull it, you know, to load up, take it from the train and load it up where it had to go at, where they were going to be shipping it to.
Yeah.
And he carried, it was a place called a hatch hole. I don't know if they still have it out there on the river. And he'd go down in there, and he had to get these big bales of cotton, load them up down in there.
He must have been a big man.
No, not. He wasn't as tall as you are.
Yeah.
He was about 5'7". But he was strong. He was like double giant, strong. He worked very hard all his life. When he was quite young, he told us about, he was a young man. See, his mother, was a slave for a while, and when she was pregnant with him during that time, she was a slave, and when he was born, why, he was raised up on the plantation, and of course he learned a lot being raised there on the plantation, and he's a young man coming up, he learned how to cook, wait on the table, and do things like that. He was a butler.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he didn't learn was to read and write. And after we were all grown, we taught him how to write his name. And, you know, he always knew how to count money. You could never outcount him. He had any money, and he told you how much he had. You couldn't say, well, Papa, you don't have this much. He said, yes, I do. I just counted it. Couldn't fool him with that.
Did you ever see him, do you still have that cotton hook, or?
No. We passed it on to my uncle after he died, and I don't know what happened to it after that. It was a piece of iron with a hook to it and a wooden handle across it. It was made in the shape of a J.
You know, one thing I wanted to get was some cotton sacks. Did you ever see them? They'd pick them out, you know, folks would put them over their back. They'd be long and they'd go down to the ground.
Well, you'd make those. You'd make that out of unbleached cotton. Or you'd buy the feed. Now, my daddy had one that he carried his bundle over his shoulder in. He would hook it onto his hook, onto his, some of the time, and throw it across his shoulder and carry it, hold it here. Well, my mother made him a bag out of denim, like his overhauls was. And he carried his working clothes and maybe if he needed a hatchet or something like that, he carried it in that. But as far as for a knife, I've never known him to carry a knife. Never. But we had a lot of knives at home, but they were only for the kitchen.
Yeah. What kinds did you have at home? Any different kinds of
knives?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had butcher knives, and we had little potato peelers. We had there was about 6 different sized knives, you know. Some was kind of wide, some little skinny, like you wanted to slice a piece of meat.
Yeah.
Thin, but use thinner knife. And he had a knife that you like you want to clean fish with, sort of a blunt thing. You use it backwards to clean fish with. And we also had, I don't know what you call it, I guess an oyster opener. It was pretty sharp.
Yeah.
You open oysters with that.
Now, let me...